سفر کرب و بلا آرزوی دل ما سفر کرب
و بلا. من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. In this glorious quote that we have from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam says, من زار الحسين عليه السلام عارفا بحقه كتب الله له ثواب ألف حجة مقبولة وألف عمرة مقبولة وغفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. In this beautiful quote, our sixth Imam عليه السلام says that someone who pays a visit to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, knowing his right, and with that ma'rifah, with that awareness, he will be rewarded the reward of 1,000 hajj, 1,000 umrah, all accepted in the way of Allah, and all the sins that he had done throughout his life, may that be in the past or that may come in future, will be forgiven, all for that ziyarat of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Elsewhere, Imam says, for every step you step towards the ziyarat of Aba Abdullah, as many as a minimum of one and a maximum of 90 hajj will be given to the zair and all these performed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amazing teachings we have from the Ma'sumeen alayhimus salam for this ziyarat of Aba Abdullah, for Aba Abdullah himself. There says that on the Day of Judgment, 1,000 sufuf, 1,000 rows of mu'mineen will enter the heaven. Now how vast that is, we do not know. From those 1,000 rows of mu'mineen, 999 will be by the mediation and shafa'at of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyid al-Shuhada Hussein ibn Ali. For him the Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. Ana min Husayn is, we have to understand that as far as Imam Husayn is concerned, he being the grandson of Rasulullah, Husaynun minni is understood. Wa ana min Husayn, if Islam has remained, if the Prophet has remained, if the teachings of Islam have remained today, if today goodness is goodness, if someone can judge between right and wrong, the credit of all that goes to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Paying a visit to Aba Abdullah, according to the ruling of many of the ulama in the past, was wajib, mandatory, like the performance of Hajj. Here Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, inform our Shias that they must pay a visit to Aba Abdullah, and if someone does pay a visit to him, a ziyarat to him, says Yazidu fir rizq, his rizq, his sustenance will increase. He will have a long age. All the problems that he faces will be removed, and bala and all the tests and trials that he will be having will be eased for him, all because of the ziyarat of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Elsewhere in another quote says that someone who is well off must pay at least two ziyarat to Sayyid al-Shuhada, and if not, one ziyarat every year must be paid to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. If you look back into this creation, we see that the maximum number of those who were guided are by Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. People may not be practicing, but when it comes to the mourning and remembrance of Sayyid al-Shuhada, they are foremost. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is a correction facility. He himself in that quote says that the reason why I stood was لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ, so that the correction could be done in my grandfather's nation. All the wrong that people have been practicing, all that correction takes place by Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. No matter how much wrong we may have had committed throughout our life, we want to get forgiven. The door is this Bab al-Hussein, where the Apostle says, Kullul khayr fi Bab al-Hussein. All the benevolence, all the good you want is at the door of Hussein. Now for ziyarat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, it is not as such that you have to be able to get into the shrine to touch the zari. It says that you just stepped into the path of Hussein, that is the ziyarat. You say, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. The messenger service over here is Futrus. the angel who was granted shifa, recovered by Abu Abdullah al-Hussein upon his birth. He comes, he touches himself, the wings that he had lost were regained, and that is by Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Someone who had that much of wrong, like Hur, he also is corrected, and that is at the door of Hussein. No wonder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is that ark of salvation, is like the ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, but this ark of Hussein takes everyone on board. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never ever distance us from this sacred shrine of Aba Abdullah and Hussein alayhi salam. Grant us opportunities so that we could pay more visits to Aba Abdullah and in line with the teachings of Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam. Wa'ajjil fi faraji Mawlana sahib al-zaman.